Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 162. So we are personalizing Psalm 91 and we're on verse 8. So how do you say it? Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. And it's coming to pass. These words are happening in your life. That is your portion. So we're looking at Solomon's wisdom, and we're looking at phronesis. So phronesis is practical wisdom. And in looking at practical wisdom, I want us to also look at Isaiah chapter 11, the description of God's Spirit. When the Spirit of God is in you or is operating in your life, this is what we ought to see. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of the eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of the ears. Hallelujah. So this is the description of the Spirit of God that is or was supposed to operate through Jesus when he, in his earthly walk. So this was the Spirit of God. This will be, it will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. And thank God that we are in Christ and we're partakers of this Spirit, one Spirit, but living ways of manifesting itself, as I've explained in some other episodes. Okay, so a Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might. And then there's one particular one, the last bit. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. He shall not judge. So when the wisdom of God is operating, one of the things that happens is that you will not be persuaded by what you see. That will not be your main persuasion. That will not be the essence of your life. You will not be moved by what you see. What are you going to be moved by? You're going to be moved by the Word of God. What the Word of God says. So when you go to 2 Kings chapter 6, there's a story, a very peculiar story there. Bible talks about Elisha. And he went with the sons of the prophets to go and hew wood. They wanted to make a new house for him. There's a man of God, so let's go. He went with them. Whilst they were cutting down the wood, the axe, A-X-E, fell into the water and the thing sank. Then they began to cry and said, "Hey, man of God, alas, it was borrowed." It was borrowed. The axe was borrowed. What do we do? Now, what will Elijah do? Should they swim, go under the river? Somebody should hold their nose. Is this scuba diving? In those times, it was something like, I don't think it was scuba diving. But so what would you do? But you can see the Spirit of wisdom operating through the man of God. And he did something that was not naturally the choice I would have made or you would have made to do. So he said they should cut fresh leaf and throw the leaf into this the river. And when they did that, the axe swam up. Oh, please, please give us a break. Somebody will say, give us a break. How can this be? This goes against the law of biology or science. But that is the wisdom of God. I just wanted to show you that the wisdom of God is above science. Because science will give you evidence, empirical evidence, then you use that one. But this is beyond science. Science is not the wisdom of God. There is something that is higher than science. The wisdom of God is higher than science, because there is no scientist who will agree with you that when metal has sunk you should cast leaves on the water, and then the axe will have the ability to swim up, to be attracted. Is it magnets? What are you talking about? That is the spirit of wisdom at work. Unconventional things that come to your mind to do, to act it out, to enact it, to do concerning what you are planning to do. Now think, you have ideas. Ideas that if you tell the ordinary man, he will say, what's wrong with you? But you know that is a spirit of God giving you a witness in your heart. I'm not saying people should do foolish things. You know, people can take this and say, okay, oh, you say that we should do things that are unconventional. So I have a cut, something cuts my leg. I will not put any plaster on it. I will not put any medicine on it. I will just trust God. Wisdom, no, that's not wisdom, that's foolishness. I believe that you're getting what I'm saying. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen.